Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Sister Marianne's preaching today is entitled Paradox of Love and Suffering.
And the gospel is Luke 10, verses 1 to 12. And I'm calling. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town.'" When applying this reading to our lives in the 21st century, we are aware that Jesus describes the work of laboring for the harvest in ambivalent terms. Is our labor one of loving preparation for the coming of Christ to every town and place he intended to visit, as the reading states? Or are we on a darker journey, as lambs among wolves? Or is it both? As Richard Rohr says, quote, "I'm convinced that beneath the ugly manifestations of our present evils, political corruption, ecological devastation, warring against one another, hating each other based on race, gender, religion, or sexual orientation, the greatest disease facing humanity right now is our profound and painful sense of disconnection. Disconnection from God, certainly, but also from ourselves, from each other, and from our world." Close quote. The remedy, of course, has to be relationship, the acceptance of what is, of all that is. And that means forging a human connection, not only through love, but through that other human reality, suffering, whether or not we have caused it. Can we see love and suffering not as opposites, but as parallel? Isn't this the paradox of our life in mission? I remember a conference in which the speaker was asked, "Why is suffering necessary?" The audience already knew about original sin, the reality of the crucifixion, the doctrine of free will, egos out of control, and so on. But no answer seemed to truly satisfy. Finally, the speaker responded, quote, "You ask why suffering is necessary? I can only say that although individual human beings may not be responsible for much of the suffering they undergo, it is existentially true that suffering exists because humanity exists. Suffering is part of humanity's DNA, and we all belong to humanity. You might as well ask, why are humans necessary?" Close quote. Because they constitute our reality, don't we need to embrace both love and suffering? Doesn't love transform suffering into a growing consciousness of the indwelling spirit that joins us to each other and to the world? And isn't suffering the grounding of that love, the depth that mirrors its potential transformation? Today's scripture doesn't mention love and suffering, nor does it speak of relationship, not in words. But the statement that Jesus tells the disciples to make, first to the peaceful residents who offer them holy hospitality, and again to a town that may reject them, is the truth that connects everything. The kingdom of God is at hand. Isn't that our answer? The kingdom of God is at hand.